You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
10 past 4 the time right here on The Drive Zone on Zone Radio 88.5, the voice of the Valley. And it's time for another in the series, Digital Transformation on Air. And we welcome Odette Butcher back to the studio.
Hello, Odette. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I need to say this to you. Happy National No Panty Day.
Really?
Well, I wanted to see what the reaction would be.
How did you know?
No, it's a thing.
Seriously?
Well, clearly you're not taking part. It's a thing.
Maybe you assumed that I didn't have any on today.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I'm going to go Google this now. I need to know these things.
I'm not lying to you. 22nd of June.
That is so funny.
Is National No Panty Day.
Do you think all the guys know that, but none of the women do?
Well, I don't know.
Did you diarize it?
No, I didn't. I didn't know it was a thing until today.
Who told you, a man? I doubt a lady would have told you that.
But can you imagine, like, you go up to somebody, like, on Independence Day and say, Happy Independence Day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Happy No Panty Day.
Imagine what would happen.
Yeah, that would be random.
Yeah.
You might get a couple of slaps.
Well, this is what I'm thinking, you know.
Yeah, but like that panty bar, maybe that's where they all are in Paternoster.
What panty bar?
In Paternoster, the panty bar.
There's a panty bar?
Yeah, there is. And you put your knickers up there in the roof. And if they're clean and fresh, you have to buy a whole set of rounds for the bar.
If they're clean and fresh?
Yes.
No, look, we're going to go down a rabbit hole here.
We are in the radio.
This is like, whoa. Anyway, so I thought I'd wish you.
Thank you very much. And I feel that my topic for discussion today is quite dry and boring.
Compared to National No Panty Day.
I'd prefer to be talking about No Panty Day.
You would. You would. Anyway, so clearly
I wouldn't have to think so hard.
You didn't know about it. So,
no, I didn't.
Okay, so the obvious question is wasted then.
Exactly. Yes, I am.
I was looking at some Twitter feeds. How are you celebrating National No Panty Day? With panties.
Exactly. Exactly. And my jean pant.
And your jean pant. Somebody asked me if I've ditched my thong.
Really?
Yes.
Your mankini.
My mankini, yeah.
Wow.
Yes. Anyway, look, I can get it. I was the best man at a Scottish wedding once, and I wore kilts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And everybody asked what you wear. Well, the answer's nothing. Well, in my case, I didn't even know if it was a thing. But it was very comfortable.
Wow.
It was very comfortable, but somewhat intimidating.
I'm sure.
On the dance floor, you wanted to be a little bit reserved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a bit careful.
Yeah.
So you did it like a little shuffle.
Yes, little shuffles.
No knees up or anything.
Nothing like that. Nothing like that. You know, when they would do the Congo. And
yeah, exactly.
No,
with
Congo.
The chicken dance.
No, none of that. None of that.
That didn't happen.
Anyway, how to reduce customer acquisition costs.
Yes. So, on to a very dry topic after that interesting one. It's always a challenge for a company to acquire new leads and customers. Companies use their resources to reach new customers every day. To know the success level of marketing strategies and campaigns, we need to look at customer acquisition costs. And what exactly does this mean? CAC, digital marketing, has a lot of acronyms in it. Customer acquisition costs refer to the approximate total cost required to get a new customer. This cost will consider the salaries of marketers or salespeople, the amount spent on marketing campaigns and social media strategies, as well as advertising costs. To identify your customer acquisition costs, take the sum cost of the mentioned resources and divide it by the total number of customers acquired. And I have read, it may very well be updated now, but last time I saw this statistic, apparently it costs 150 rand to get a lead.
Wow.
I think that's quite a lot. Mm. So it could be more. I'll have to check the updated stats, but that's what I remember it being the last time. So here are just some simple ways to reduce customer acquisition costs. It's quite an in-depth, dry subject, so I'm just going to touch on it at a high level. but I think people will just get the drift of what it is that they could look at that maybe they haven't considered as yet. So here we have the first one, which is to prioritize appropriate audiences. It's important to use marketing strategies and resources for the right audiences. Outline the target audiences that want your products and services. After this, it will be easier to engage with them on the best terms. A user that has already signed up on your company's membership site may not benefit from content targeted at new website visitors. So I think here it comes in this whole concept or trend, which is to personalize everything. Mm. That we need to be segmenting our databases accordingly and doing our targeting to audiences. It needs to be quite specific based on, you know, if they're new to the business or if they've used us before. And that in itself will save us money in the long run with the costs. The second one, which is a big one in the digital and online advertising, is retargeting and remarketing to customers. So retargeting is a helpful tactic for companies that want to maintain a presence in front of potential customers. Customers often leave incomplete actions on websites and applications. Customers choose not to buy from a company for many reasons. Sometimes a gentle nudge in the right direction can encourage the customer to complete a purchase they may have left behind. I don't know if we've talked much about retargeting and remarketing.
You mentioned it. We haven't delved into it.
So that's basically, there's many different types. That is a whole separate conversation. Mm. But it's essentially if you go and buy something on Takealot, and very often it might take me even 3 days to make a purchase. But what they do is they have what they call email automation series. Mm. And that's automated marketing. So it will send you an email every day or every 48 hours going, hey, you know, you have an order incomplete, like here's a coupon code to go and finish the order or whatever. So it means you've attracted the person that cost you 150 Rand. Mm. They didn't finish the order. You need to get them back on that site to finish the order, maybe even incentivize them to do so. But that is quite a deep conversation to have about retargeting. The third one is to improve customer retention. On average, repeat customers spend 67% more in the third year of their relationship with a company than they do at prior stages. It is easier to convince existing customers of the value a company offers than to convince new customers who have not yet interacted with the company. Mm. So I think customer retention is a big one, and I don't think we do enough to really nurture the customers that we already have and just give them that glowing, fuzzy feeling whenever they think about our business. The possibility of trying affiliate programs. Affiliate partner programs are an effective way to lower your customer acquisition costs. Affiliate partners can use their influence to engage with possible clients. And as a company, this tactic reduces the customer acquisition cost because you only pay affiliates a percentage-based commissions after customers buy. A company can leverage an affiliate's ability to boost sales without any upfront costs. Mm. So you know if you're reading a blog and they have an embedded link, maybe some top influencer has a blog site and they are talking about a specific product and there's like an embedded link that you click through to go and purchase this product. It will have an affiliate tracking code on it. So when you purchase, the affiliate will get a commission. Mm. And obviously you make your purchase on their site and you've been through an influencer. So you only pay once the purchase is made. Mm. That's quite a cool way to make, to lessen your costs. Creating content and assessing the effectiveness. Customers with high engagement rates reflect a connection that goes deeper than products and services. Companies use content to offer valuable information to their customers by providing meaningful content. You can educate customers and build trust with the brand. So we've talked about content on all the different platforms, blogs, social media, on the site, video marketing. That's also a way to just keep creating awesome content that people want to save and have in their feeds to follow. And that means that you also don't have to be paying for advertising. It's just something that's consistently available to them for those who have an interest in your product or your service. Test and optimize your pages. It is essential that marketers test different parts of their landing pages. Customers with a more positive user experience with your website will show higher levels of customer satisfaction. as better UX design can result in higher customer satisfaction, it indirectly leads to higher sales. So it's all about making your product pages and your homepage as optimized as possible.
What's a UX?
UX is also another trending acronym. It means the user experience.
Oh.
So that's the user journey, the customer journey, the user experience. And it's all about the simplicity of and the process of when they land on the homepage or when they land on the product page, what do they see and where. It's quite a science, actually, where everything is placed.
Yeah.
Improving the sales funnel, which we've discussed before. An effective sales funnel helps a company efficiently manage a customer's buying process. The funnel is how a company guides customers from being leads to becoming paying customers. Sales funnels are essential when trying to reduce customer acquisition costs, because we've discussed before in previous chats that if there are breaks in the sales funnel, you can go back to fix them and therefore have a nice, clean, perfect sales funnel, which means it lowers the cost of advertising again because people are moving through correctly. And finally, marketing automation. Lower your customer acquisition costs by utilizing marketing automation in conjunction with customer relationship management tools, CRM. Marketing automation already reduces costs because fewer staff members need to focus on menial tasks. And these are some insights from a fabulous blog from datafeedwatch.com. And they automate product feeds, which then plug into different sales channels. So those are some top tips on what you can think about to implement within your own business to lower your ad spend, because I know it's quite a lot for people to be spending on advertising. And when times are tough, we always go, let's cut the advertising budget, when really we should be making plans to improve it. My assistant actually shared something with me the other day, which I thought was amazing. And it just said, let's not refer to things as a marketing budget. It should be a marketing investment. We need to see all of these things, including advertising, as a marketing investment in the business.
Yeah, I heard somebody saying that cutting your ad budget is like getting rid of your watch to save time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
and you wouldn't have to cut that ad budget if it was optimized, if everything was connected properly and you were targeting the right audiences and your pictures are correct and your copy is correct, you would be wanting to put more money on the ad budget.
Yeah, yeah, because it's going to give you that return.
I think people always say advertising doesn't work, but it does. But you have to work at it like anything.
And of course, the lower you bring this down, your customer acquisition cost, the better it is for the customer, because that's an input cost into your product.
Yes.
So you bring down the cost of producing or cost of your product, which is a saving for them. So if you're getting that right, it adds to the benefit of the customer.
Yes, everybody benefits.
Mm. Okay.
So I think it's a worthwhile investment to look at some other alternatives. And to also put time aside, if you are, you know, the sole proprietor, to really put time aside to learn how to do it yourself, so that you can either do it or you can hand it over to somebody else, but you know what they should be doing.
Yeah.
That's important.
You understand what's expected, yeah.
Exactly.
It's a very, very, very interesting topic, and one that is often overlooked, because I don't know that too many people do actually do that exercise.
No.
Yeah.
Or just investing in marketing automation.
Mm.
Like, I was chatting to my colleague today. We have a subscription that's 4,000 Rand a month. And I'm like, actually, I'm not really sure that we're getting good value for this subscription. If I put it on this all singing, all dancing platform, which we were chatting about, that completely automates everything. It plugs into Google Ads. It plugs into the site. It chases all of your customers around social media and Google. Like, I would put tenfold down on a subscription that's actually working. And I think that marketing automation is something we need to focus on and think about, and it needs to be set up correctly and you'll have no regrets.
When you say that, you say marketing automation, and as a small business owner, the immediate thing I'm thinking to myself is, oh my goodness, I've got to think this through. I've got to.
Yes, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. But there are platforms that actually do this.
Yes, there are. And there's different types of marketing automation. Could be a whole separate subject in itself, but there's the remarketing, there's the retargeting, there's static and dynamic retargeting, then there's all the email automation series and so on. So, but when those things are set up correctly and fully optimized and everything's like syncing correctly and the whole website is fixed and the lead forms are working, it's like bliss. Then you, a whole lot of your duties, it's just happening in the background. But to get it to happen in the background, you need to do the work to get it set up correctly. And I think that's what we kind of procrastinate to do.
Well, I think it's that. It's that thing that's saying, when you're saying, and what you're saying is absolutely right.
Yes.
You need to do the work. But that work is minimized or somewhat reduced or streamlined by using a platform, using something that, I mean, does one come to mind that...
Yes, there are different platforms. The email, you know, MailChimp, for example. If you have MailChimp, you can then set up all of the email automations. So there's all these different, they call it email automation series. So let's say you're a customer on Takealot and you haven't engaged in 6 months. There would be a specific email that you would get to get you back on to spend money. Or maybe... it was your birthday. That would be an opportunity to send you a birthday incentive or something. And then there's the whole email automation if you've been online and you haven't completed your purchase. So there's
that's
that.
That's just one app we're talking about. That's just MailChimp.
Exactly. Yeah. That's MailChimp. And then there's another automation tool that I use called AdRoll. And that you can use. And there's a few different types that do the dynamic and the static retargeting and remarketing. So static would be just a banner of celestial gifts following you around the website. It's just a static banner with maybe connected to flights because it's picked up that you were on the flights page. Or you can have something that's dynamic, which is when, and I see it a lot with Takealot, when I go around the internet, Takealot will follow me with products that I have viewed on their website. And that's a dynamic form of retargeting.
That's almost creepy.
Yeah, it feels creepy, but it's for real.
Yeah.
And it works because without a doubt, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I really did want that pair of boots. And then I'll click on it and back I go shopping because, I mean, I'm ADD. I have absolutely no focus on what it is that I'm doing. I'm like, I'd rather be shopping on Takealot for new boots this winter.
Yeah.
So, yes, there are different tools that you can use for different marketing automations.
What about things like social media and that? Can you know, YouTube and Twitter and you know, TikTok and all these things? Are there automation platforms for putting that material out?
Yes. So when you're using Facebook and Instagram, you can also connect your product feed. And when you have your ads, you can also upload all of your email lists. As long as you have permission to remarket to those people, etc. And it will also follow people around on social media connected to the product feed and their cookies or their email address if they have been on your site before. So that's also fully automated, but you have to obviously have the campaigns and the feed and everything set up.
You said you have their permission. How is that obtained?
Well, I know that for the, it's the iPhone, isn't it, that you can block, you know, retargeting ads and stuff like that. And obviously, if you're collecting people's email addresses on your site, you do have to get their permission for that. I still think a lot of people are going ahead without it anyway, but you can always opt out at any time.
Well, I would imagine that's how you set it up. I mean, by submitting this, you are consenting to this and that and the other, which is what the way most people do. And then they give you the option to opt out at the later stage if it's becoming irritating. But these are technical things, and most of us are not technical people. Do these platforms give you like guidance and tutorials on how all of this works?
Yes. So as we've mentioned before in previous discussions, for all of the platforms, you can actually go into the footer of Meta, Instagram, Twitter, AdRoll on all of these different platforms, including Google, which is a big one. And you can go and do all of their certifications, exams, courses. You can read through their customer support portals. And a big one for me is I love to go and follow them on YouTube so that you can actually watch videos of how it works and how to set it up.
Following somebody is good for the customer. How does one get people to follow?
Sorry, what do you mean?
Okay, so following is good for the customer. So you say you follow them around and you're getting information because you've obviously subscribed to it or you liked it, whatever the case may be. Is that a separate thing, getting people to like and then subscribe? Can you do anything with that in terms of automation?
So basically, when you are setting up your campaigns, like it was mentioning here, the importance of targeting your audiences are really important. So you need to be specific about who you are following around to present your ads to, that it is the audience that you know is most likely to buy your products. Mm. And then once they are on the site and you have their cookie or their email, they would then receive different automation campaigns. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. We've used the term twice now called cookie. Now,
yes.
A lot of people will have seen that come up. We use this. Most people just click, yeah, fine, let's go. You know, what is that? Is that, what is a cookie?
So a cookie is basically when you're on your laptop and you arrive on my site and the site recognizes your IP address and it goes and attaches a little cookie to your IP address. So it's like a unique identifier that this blah, blah, blah number IP address is on this site and they've shown an interest on the homepage or on a category page and the cookie attaches to the IP address and then follows you around social media and the internet, depending on whether or not retargeting or remarketing has been set up.
So it's IP address dependent.
Yes.
And as we know, we move around with our cell phone. So right now, I would be on the IP address of the Routier Zone Radio.
Yes.
But when I go home, I'm on another one.
Yes.
So you could, depending on what you're doing where, could have different
potentially
messaging. Yeah.
Potentially, yes.
So if you like going from Wi-Fi site to Wi-Fi site at the airport or whatever the case may be, whatever you're doing there, they're receiving on that IP address.
I thought it was attached to your device.
Oh.
I'd have to go and read more about it, but my understanding is that it's your device rather than the Wi-Fi terminal.
Okay, all right.
I assume that would also have an IP address, but my sense is that it's your device. I mean, like how would they catch bad people
asking.
Then?
Yeah.
You know,
okay. I get it. Look, it's just an interesting aside. It's not part of what we're talking about here. It's just an interesting aside because right here we're talking about reducing that cost of getting the customer to you and to complete the transaction, which makes a whole lot of sense. And by automation, you can actually do that.
Yeah, and I mean, I have seen it at the most intense level of just perfection. I was on the SEMrush site. Mm. Doing some coaching with somebody, and I just went onto the homepage, and within 5 minutes, they had sent me a personalized email saying, we've noticed that you've just been on our website, and we can offer you this, blah, blah, blah. And it was literally from like a sales consultant. So it was definitely an email automation, but it just looked, it was so personal, and it just blew me away. So it wasn't even... It was on the front end of the site, and I think they call it direct email retargeting. It somehow connected that I had been on their site before and left an email address, and it just sent me an immediate email welcoming me to go back, and that would have all been automated.
I think it's absolutely amazing. I really do. It's,
so
as
do
I. Sometimes somewhat creepy, but but I think it, you know,
for shows people, you what's possible.
Yeah, but again, it's for people who are dealing online and shopping online and are comfortable with that, and they will be receptive to that. I mean, like you were quite excited about it.
It just blew me away. Yeah. I just thought this is outstanding.
Mm, mm. Again, because we get in our emails, I get a lot of emails, and I think to myself, where would this person have even remotely thought that I would be interested in this or that or the other. And it comes through, and I think to myself, somebody sold my email address as part of a big database or something like that. And now what you're saying is making sense because, you know, if I have looked at Leatherman and I'm getting emails about tools and, you know, DIY and things like that, then it must be because of that.
I do also believe and understand that the algorithms of social media platforms and Google, it's always learning what you tend to look at, and it's categorizing you into different groups. So there is that as well. You know, it knows that maybe you're interested in woodwork or in pets or in travel because of the type of searches that you're doing and the sites you're on, and it will slot you into those groups. And as an advertiser, I am given that opportunity to also track people from certain interest groups, even though they haven't even subscribed to my business, if that makes sense.
Okay. It does.
It can be quite overwhelming, but logical when you unpack it, you know?
I'm interested to see what's going to happen next for me.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think's going to start following you around online?
No.
Underwear.
you knew where I was going with this.
I totally know where you're going. And when it comes to social listening, hello, please start sending thongs on Richard's Google page.
Because I did a search on like National No Panty Day today, and it's I don't know what's going to happen next.
There's going to be some dodgy sites coming up. Yeah. XXX.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
Odette, as always, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Richard.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks' time. Other than that, you've been okay?
I'm well.
Have you run over any mountains, fallen down any cliffs?
I've taken up kickboxing.
Are you doing kickboxing now?
Yes, kickboxing fitness classes. I need something new.
Kickboxing fitness classes.
Yes, I love it so much.
Well, there we go, Mike.
Watch out. Well, I'm in a house full of guys, so I have to protect myself.
Oh, all right. And you chose kickboxing to do this.
Exactly.
What's wrong with a baseball bat, man?
Exactly. They're too big now.
Adair, thanks so much for coming
thanks,
in
Richard.
And sharing with us. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. We look forward to that.
Thank you.
And thank you for your Father's Day wish.
I know.
Yeah, I was very touched by that.
You're my studio dad.
Yes, I am.